Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. You know, it's just you and me, by the way, and I want to talk about something that happened last month. One of the great comeback stories of all time happened last month, but not too many people know about it. So you're going to like this story, so hang in there with me. The world's oldest trophy in international sport is a yacht race called the America's Cup. Now, you know, most of us don't have yachts, especially not sailing yachts. And but you've probably heard about the America's Cup. Maybe you've caught a little bit of it on television, but it's not a widely enjoyed sport in at least in the United States. Because it's about yachting. It's not something most of us do. It only happens every 3 or 4 years, and it's kind of, it happens over a period of number of days. I love it. I watch all of it I can. I love the strategy. I love. I'm not a sailor. I wish I were. I wish I knew more about sailing, but I love watching it because I love the strategy, and it's all about wind power. I like that part of it. But the America's Cup is the oldest trophy in international sport, going all the way back to 1851. Well, they just had the 34th America's Cup. It was contested last month by the defender, the U.S. team, Oracle Team USA, hosted by the Golden Gate Yacht Club, and the challenger, the Emirates Team New Zealand, hosted by the Royal New Zealand Yacht Squadron. Well, this 164-year-old America's Cup trophy, they give it every time. Every time they have the cup, they give it to the first team to post nine race win margin over the it's raced over a, they do this over a, about 3 weeks time. The first team either the challenger or the defender, the first one to get to nine races wins. Well, the competition was held in San Francisco. And on September 7th, the first race began. But when it happened, the U.S. team was already in the hole because they had a previous violation in another race, and the Team USA, Oracle Team USA, was penalized 2 points. That's two races. Each race is a point. They were penalized two of those to be applied to the next race, which so happens to have been so happens that the next race was the America's Cup. So when the two teams launched their boats for the first contest on September 7th, the Kiwis were sitting at zero and the Yanks were at minus two. How about that? Yes, the U.S. team, that means the U.S. team had to win 11 races before the team from down under got to nine. Talk about being in a hole. Well, small business owners know how we knew how that team, we know how the team feels, right? We knew how they must have felt. We're no stranger to the marketplace equivalent of starting from less than zero before we launch. I can remember many days when I felt like I was behind the eight ball, when I felt like I was against all odds and was in the hole when I started. Like, you know, like when you open up one morning expecting to have a great day, but only to find that a major customer left you on top of an unexpected expense happens all at once, right? And all of that creating a cash flow crisis, and where you either call the bank or the bank calls you. That's worse, right? The question is not whether a small business will find itself up against seemingly impossible odds, like Team USA did with their in the America's Cup. The question is not whether you're going to find yourself against those odds. The question is, how well will you handle that experience? How well will you handle that challenge? How will you deal with it? That's the key, isn't it? That's the key to our success. It's how will we handle, not whether you're going to have another challenge, not whether you're going to be against all odds in some tomorrow or the next day, but how will you handle it? So let's get back to the race. By September 18th, the Kiwis were running away with the America's Cup because by that time they had amassed an 8-1 lead. Think about that. The Kiwis had reeled off 8 wins, and the Yanks only had 1. Well, they actually won race 4, 8, and 9. They won 3 races in the first 11, but due to the penalty, they only got credit for the 9th race. Right, so 8-1, and so that means the Kiwis only had to win one more race to win the America's Cup. What happened next is now part of sporting legend. And it's an inspiration to every underdog and every small business owner. From September 19th through September 25, the U.S. team shut out the challenger in the next 8 races. Remember, they had 1 race to their credit. Kiwis had 8. They shut out the Kiwis and won the America's Cup. They retained the America's Cup 9-8. Think about that. Think about coming back. Think about coming back from -2 to winning the darn thing. They were actually down 8-1. Think about that. They reeled off 8 races without even the world class Kiwis. They were incredible. Even the world class Kiwis took 11 races to win 8 points in the first half of the race. And the U.S. team won 8 in a row. Think about that. Most small business owners don't relate to the elite world of yacht racing, do we? We don't, do we? But we can relate to long odds. We don't. You won't last long as a small business owner if you don't subscribe to the profound wisdom of that great sports philosopher that we all know, Yogi Berra. You remember what Yogi said? It ain't over until it's over. My friends, remember this. Even when the fat lady starts warming up her voice in your general direction, never give up. Never give up. Even when you're in the hole before you launch, like Team USA, as long as the race isn't over, you can still win. And I myself am an example of that. And I'm sure you are too. If you've been a small business owner for very long, you have your story to tell too. Never give up. Never give up. 20 after, I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.